We get to do that too. We're still having fun with this thing. Anyway, hey, good morning. We are live. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. So I want to talk about, I do a little icebreaker called what's the last time you had fun and what's your next fun thing? So we'll talk about that a little bit. But I'm going to put a twist to it because this past weekend went tubing down the Delaware River here in Pennsylvania. And I will tell you, I enjoyed it a lot. It was a lot of fun, very relaxing. And I'm going to give you some tips and I'll talk about that first in the show and everything. But it was a great thing to do to have fun, relax, and enjoy what we do. And why we do this here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show is so that we can bring value to the customer, give practical and tactical tips. They're not working crazy hours so we can enjoy the weekend and have a little fun in the office and outside the office. So the thing I want to talk about today with the whole, and I've talked about this in the past with the, what was the last fun thing you do? What's your next fun thing? What blocks you? And I'll go through that. But I want to make a little twist to it. That I want to see how gutsy everyone is and ask the team, when was the last time you had fun as a team? And work at recreating those moments of fun, right? So that's what I want to work on today. Now, how does this work, right? Well, let's talk about the tubing first. Went tubing down in Delaware with my family and everything. Had a blast. This laying in the tube, looking up at the sky, watch the clouds going over in the river and people laughing. And it was as much fun listening to people enjoy themselves and have a good time as well as it was for me to sit there and have a good time. I enjoyed hearing that laughter. It sparks joy in your heart. For me, it does. Okay. So one, a couple things on the tubing. A couple things. Bring some string so you can tie the tubes together. Get a water bottle that has a loop on it that you can tie to the string to your inner tube because they don't always give you tubes. You can buy water bottles and you can, and most of them have little cup holders and everything. But I do recommend having a string to tie your water bottle to because it could be a 3 hour. Ours was a 3 hour ride down the river. It was good. It was fun. And the string ties so you can tie each other's tubes together, not U-tubes, the tubes together. And that way they don't drift off. Cause I have some young kids too. My daughter and I went down by ourselves, my wife and my son. My wife says, I'm never going to in a tube with my son ever again. And they're going to get two singles next time. And he's going to be in his own tube because he was a nut. He enjoyed just jumping off and floating down in it with his life preserver on. So that's what he enjoyed. But it was fun. It was relaxing. I wholly recommend that. And with that said, if I were to do this with you, what is the last fun thing you did? What's your next fun thing planned? And what is blocking you from having fun? That is a great icebreaker. I said this to other a management meeting too. So you get to know what your people are doing, but also your team. What did you do? Break up. Don't always have to have the daily scrum be, what did you do yesterday? What did you get done? And what's blocking you? Just break it up a little bit, you know? Actually, it doesn't take long. I've done that exercise with the people, with like 30 people, done it in like 6 to 8 minutes. So in reality, you could do that exercise and a daily scrum in the same 15 minutes if you really want to. But I really recommend doing that. One of the things that I also want to ask you is that ask your teams, if you're brave enough to do it. See, if you're not brave enough, you're not comfortable saying it. When was the last time the team had fun? Or as an employee, you got a new person on board. What was it like to have fun at your last job? That's a great question to ask for people, new people come on the team, new employees. What was the last fun thing you did? And how could we create that fun on a more regular basis in what we do? Now, does it involve going out, drinking and partying with your friends? Then you can't do that every day. But what in the office? Seriously, question. Was it working to solve a problem? Was it a retrospective? Was it joint collaboration? Was it just relaxing and having a fun hour every once in a while? What is it helps the team have fun, right? And ask those people who go around the room, everyone on the thing, put the last fun, the last enjoyment you had from work on the whiteboard. Put something down, whatever it would be. That is what we want to ask. And I ask that because you want to create that, because when you're fun, you're relaxed, your mind is expanding on what are the possibilities of resolution to any problem you have. To, and it just makes life better. And you want to come to work and join the team, and you want to come do this stuff and interact with your coworkers. Like, if you don't want to interact with your coworkers, then you're not going to come and interact with your coworkers. Maybe you do it all day long. Maybe that's true too. But I just want to pose that out there. Having fun and asking those questions, when was the last time you had fun, is critical to knowing what you want to do in the next time you want to have fun. So I highly recommend that. Again, I highly recommend tubing. If you got Little River and they do tubing, it may cost a little bit of money. It's not cheap anymore. It's not like you go get your inner tube from the local truck shop and go down. And I can tell you one story about my wife. I'll tell you this story. When they were kids, they lived in California, and the rivers in California are runoff from mountain snow. So it's freezing cold water. With Delaware here, perfect bath water. It's beautiful. When she was a kid in high school, they all played hooky, went down tubing down the river. Her dad came home. They were all freezing solid to death because the river was so cold. And they were all laying out in the sun warming up. Her father basically fell out of his truck and laughing at him because it's like, you all played hooky today and you idiots went down that freezing cold water river, didn't you? And they're like, yeah, well, I'm not going to call your parents because I think you suffered enough from that. So you do got to pick the river and what the temperature is of the river. If it's a freezing cold river, be careful, be mindful of what you wear and how you do it. But here on the East Coast, the rivers are pretty bathwater warm. It's pretty good. And it's fun. So with that, I want to wish you all a great day. Happy scrumming. See what kind of fun's out there. Do a little session where, when was the last time you had fun? What is fun? Include that into the daily ritual of working. It's going to improve the productivity of the team, and it's going to make people want to come to work. So with that, I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to put our show thing, because I forgot to put it on. This is the 845th show, and talk about team fun. It only goes up for a little bit, and I guess that's it. So I'll say goodbye. Have a great day, and see you tomorrow.